Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Jesus and We Talk. First, I would like to give thanks to Jehovah God, our Creator, Jesus Christ with the Spirit of God in Him. And no, Jesus is not God, but the Son, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that leads, guides, and directs us in all truths. The purpose of my show is to uplift, inspire, and inform. No blaming, no judging, and no condemnation. If the studies get a little bit too much for you, just put it on the shelf. I do ask that all questions pertaining to the studies be emailed to jesusandwe@bellsouth.net so that I may give a researched and informed answer. I will dismiss myths and strongholds that have crept into the church in our daily lives, such as what really happened in the Garden of Eden, and no, Jesus was not a Jew. There will be no rapture, and the lie of the tithe. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the Word. Join me every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Blog Talk Network. I will read a testimony from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, which can be purchased on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book, and it will be a gift that will keep on giving. And no, I am not a Jehovah's Witness, but I do witness for Jehovah. Book giveaway. Every 3 months, I give away 3 of my books through my main website to people seeking our Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So enter to win. I also offer an ebook version of the book or a PDF version for free, just for asking. You can now physically check out my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, in 36 branches of the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System in Atlanta, Georgia. And if your community library doesn't have it, please ask that they add it to their catalog of books. So tune in to listen to the show, follow, and do tell a friend. My dad was a servant of the Lord, and Jehovah used him to awaken the spirit in me. Thank you, Dad. I would also like to thank every one of you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. As always, I do invite you to visit my main website at www.jesusandwetalk.org for all information on upcoming studies, events, videos, bookings, interviews, and news. If you have missed any of my last studies, feel free to revisit my website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We to listen. Study to show yourself approved, and remember, do not leave your salvation up to any man. My name is Sharon Pelham, and I will be your host. Hold on. I'll be right back.
For immediate release, Learning Our Part in the Creator's Plan, He Lives, A Living Testimony, was published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia author Sharon V. Pelham, published December the 19th, 2013. He Lives, A Living Testimony is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.jesusandwetalk.org was launched simultaneously with the book's publication. These testimonies are of her walk on this earth with Jehovah God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, opening up her eyes and heart to the Lord has given her insight on who our Father is, who His Son is, and the Holy Spirit. We must want this walk for ourselves. We must ask, seek, and knock. The Father is waiting with open arms. You will not remain the same. No man can give you what was sent to you from the Father. Jehovah has a plan yet to be completed. We are all in that plan. It's like being in a movie, having your very own part to play. All parts lead back to the Creator. So ask, seek, and knock our Heavenly Father for your part. Study to show yourself approved, and do not leave your salvation up to man. God does work through man, but the relationship should be a vertical one with you and our Father. Come as a child. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. For more information, contact the author at www.jesusandwetalk.org.
Good evening and welcome to Jesus and We Talk. This is Sharon. Merry Christmas to all this on this cloudy in Atlanta, Georgia evening. Yes, I'm going to read you a testimony from my book this evening, as I always do. I have the testimony as well as the study. My testimony tonight, I'm going to start it off with my dad, because my dad was the one that started, started this whole thing. That's the way we would say it. But what I'd like to say is he is the one that dropped in my spirit the testimonies that are written in my book. And I'm going to read this first testimony in my book written called My Dad. My dad laid ill for some time. They brought him back to the local hospital to die. I visited my dad on several occasions, but this time I knew he was dying. With a gray cast over his face, he did not know me anymore. A few days later, I was sitting at my desk in school watching a movie. A sound went off in my head, a sound I had never and would never hear again. I knew it was time. I gathered my books and left the classroom. As I walked home, I looked up and saw the clouds in the sky rolling in fast. I cried as I walked home, knowing that my earthly dad was leaving me. While I was visiting my dad in the hospital, and watching him lie dying, he looked up at me and said these words that became a part of my spirit. He lives. When I arrived home, I went to a corner of my house and sat still while waiting for the phone to ring. I was right. My earthly dad had gone home. I had an older brother who died when I was about 6 years old, but that pain meant nothing to me compared to my dad dying. I was in the state of shock. When I attended my dad's funeral and touched his hand, I knew he was gone because the spirit was gone from his body. He lives. Uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past and his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. All right, tonight's testimony, well, not testimony, I'm sorry, I just did that, but the study for the month, every month I do a study concerning the Word of God. Another part of my walk has been to go back and read the Bible from beginning to end. And then also, once I read the Bible, I then knew I had questions. And you should have questions. There's nothing wrong with having questions about anything that you read or anything anybody may tell you. So I had my questions, and I went to the internet to search for things concerning the Word of God that weren't taught in the church. I mean, I have remembered going to, you know, up to the preacher and asking them certain things about things I've read in the Bible, but I didn't get quite a clear answer, so I knew I had to go and do some study for myself. And just like I always tell you, study for yourself. You know, leave your salvation up to no man. I leave my salvation up to no man. I went back and read and studied this word for myself. One of the studies that I read is the one that I'm going to talk about tonight and next week. It's called Mankind, two separate creation events. Mankind, two separate creation events. I know that's probably a bit much to put on your shelf, since we've never heard of anyone. I know I've never heard of anyone preach on this subject. It's out there, but the churches, the local churches that we go to, don't regularly preach this. So that will be the study tonight. Mankind, two separate creation events. The creation of men, M-E-N, that took place in Genesis 1:27, and the formation of a man that took place in Genesis 2:7. We have all been taught that Adam was the first man on earth and that Eve was the mother of all born. Well, we know that is not even possible to have happened. Well, if you go back and study the scriptures, we'll find that Adam wasn't the first man created, but formed on what now is known to be as the eighth formation. Listen closely to this study to learn the difference between creation of a man, M-E-N, and the formation of a man, M-A-N, Adam. I will now preface this study with the reference from the Word of God on creation. In the beginning, this comes from Genesis 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering the waters, 3. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, 4. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, 5. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. All right, and now I'm going to read you the scriptures from the Word of God about what is called the sixth day creation. This is the creation of men, M-E-N, the sixth day creation. This comes from Genesis 1:24-31. God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after kind." And it was so. 25, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. 26. And God said, "Let us make men in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion," which means over the cattle in the sea. The power of right of governing and controlling sovereign authority, definition number 1, or to rule or to control over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that been upon the earth. 27, so God created man, M-A-N, in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish and of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the living things that moveth upon the earth. 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the all earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. 30, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it is good. And it was so. 31, and God saw that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The people created on the sixth day were all of separate nations. All the distinct, diverse people were created on this sixth day. It does not was not specifically all of different races, but it does say mankind was created male and female. How do we know? Because we hold on. Let's continue on with the formation of a man, not the creation of men, but the formation of a man. I preference this with the eighth day formation of a man, Genesis 2, 4 through 7. It may have been some time after that, but we know it was after the day of rest. 2, 4 through 7. 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Lord God, Jehovah God, had not caused it to be earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. 7. And the Lord God, Jehovah God, L-O-R-D, capital L-O-R-D, formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man, M-A-N, became a living soul. It was not the men that and women that he created on the sixth day. Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were not the first people on earth. The creation event in Genesis 1, 27 are different from that of Genesis 2, 7, formation of Adam in the Garden of Eden, and are separated by at least 1,000 years in time by maybe more. There are, in fact, two separate creation events that are separated by the sixth day of rest. The day of rest being defined as 1,000 years each in men's time. Reference 2 Peter 3, 8. 8. But behold, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and as a thousand years as one day. Hold on. Continue this study next Sunday, and we will conclude this study next Sunday. And I hope you get a chance to listen in, maybe listen to it again, but we will continue the study. As the evening goes on, I would like to play a song that is so dear to my heart, this being Christmas Eve, being an Eve that we honor, not that so much that is it was the day that Jesus was born, but the day that we honor, or the time period that we honor our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This song is called Emmanuel, and I wanted to play this song because it is my favorite Christmas song. So take a listen.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come, let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come,
come,
let us. Before you,
kneel down before you.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore
you. Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter. No matter what's going on in your life. You got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before
Him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship Him.
We worship You.
Everybody.
We worship You.
We worship
You. In conclusion, early in my walk, I thought that Jehovah God created many paths. This is how He could be everywhere, all the time, omnipresent. Now I've come to know that there are really only two paths, the path of righteousness and the path of lawlessness. He doesn't create our destiny because we have free will, but it's the path that we take that creates our destiny. You have no control over others, and we all come with a will that even Jehovah God won't touch. He lives.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's study.
So repent, surrender, depend, rest, and obey. Okay, contact information. Again, you can always come back to listen to this study and past studies. www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We. My main website is www.jesusandwetalk.org. For bookings, interviews, workshops, video, conferences, reading of the book, book signings, and news. There, you can access my WordPress blog website and my book giveaway. Enter to win. My email address, jesusandwe@bellsouth.net.
My mailing address, Post Office Box 373306, Decatur, Georgia, 30037.
And do tell a friend.
It's all about us. It's all about Jesus. All the things I used to do, everything I used to say, all the things I used to play. I must have been out of my mind. But God has been great, put me back in my place, lifted me off the ground, then He turned my life around. He made me realize it's not about us, it's all about Jesus. Jesus.